Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 10, The Beauty of Krishna, Part 3. Devotional service to Krishna is the only process by which Krishna can be approached. Thus, Lord Chaitanya explained the transcendental constitution of Krishna, Krishna's expansions, Krishna's bodily luster, and everything connected with Krishna. In short, Lord Chaitanya explained Krishna as He is, as well as the process by which one can approach Krishna. And in this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out that devotional service to Krishna is the only process by which Krishna can be approached. And this is the verdict of the Vedic literature. As the sages declare, if someone inquires into the Vedic literature to determine the process of transcendental realization, or if someone consults the Puranas, which are considered sister literatures, one will find that in all of them, the conclusion is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the only object of worship. Krishna is the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna is situated in His internal potency, which is known as Swarupa Shakti or Atma Shakti, as described in Bhagavad Gita. Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropi san prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Krishna expands Himself in various multiple forms, and some of these are known as Krishna's personal forms, and some are known as Krishna's separated forms. Thus, Krishna enjoys Himself in all the spiritual planets as well as in the material universes. The expansions of Krishna's separated forms are called the living entities, and these living entities are classified according to the energies of the Lord. They are divided into two classes. One are eternally liberated, and the other eternally conditioned. Eternally liberated living entities never come into contact with material nature, and therefore they do not have any experience of material life. They are eternally engaged in Krishna consciousness or devotional service to the Lord, and they are counted among the associates of Krishna. Their pleasure, the only enjoyment of their life, is derived from rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna. On the other hand, those who are eternally conditioned are always divorced from the transcendental loving service of Krishna, and are thus subjected to the threefold miseries of material existence. And due to the conditioned soul's eternal attitude of separation from Krishna, the spell of the material energy awards him or her two kinds of bodily existence: the gross body, consisting of five elements, and the subtle body, consisting of mind, intelligence, and false ego. Being covered by these two bodies, the conditioned soul eternally suffers the pangs of material existence, which are known as the threefold miseries, adidaivika, adibhautika, adhyatmaka. The conditioned soul is also subjected to six enemies: lust, anger, greed, bewilderment, intoxication, and envy. Such is the everlasting disease of the conditioned soul. Being thus diseased and conditioned, the living entity transmigrates throughout the universe. Sometimes the living entity is situated in the upper planetary system, and sometimes in the lower system. In this way, the conditioned soul leads his or her diseased life. The disease of the conditioned soul can be cured only when one meets and follows the expert physician, the bona fide spiritual master. For when the conditioned soul faithfully follows the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, one's material disease is cured. One is promoted to the liberated stage, and he or she once again attains to the devotional service of Krishna and goes back home, back to Krishna. Therefore, the conditioned living entity should become aware of one's real position and should pray to the Lord as follows. Oh, how much longer will I be under the rule of these bodily functions such as lust and anger? As masters of the conditioned soul, lust and anger are never merciful. Indeed, the conditioned soul will never cease rendering service to such bad masters. However, when the conditioned soul comes to his or her real consciousness or Krishna consciousness, one then abandons these bad masters and approaches Krishna with a frank and open heart in order to achieve Krishna's shelter. At such a time, one prays to Krishna to be engaged in his transcendental loving service. In Vedic scriptures, sometimes fruitive activities, mystic yoga, and the speculative search for knowledge are praised as different ways to reach self-realization. And yet, despite such praise, in all scriptures, the path of devotional service is accepted as foremost. In other words, devotional service to Lord Krishna is the highest perfectional path to self-realization, and it is recommended that it be performed directly. Fruitive activity, mystic meditation, and philosophical speculation are indirect methods of self-realization. They are not direct because, without devotional service, they cannot lead to the highest perfection of self-realization. Indeed, all paths to self-realization ultimately depend on the path of devotional service. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 10, The Beauty of Krishna, Part 3. Devotional service to Krishna is the only process by which Krishna can be approached. Recorded July 25, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Amara Bharasa Tumi, Tomara Charane, Loinu Sharana, Tomara Kinkoro Ami, Gopinath. Gopinath, Gopinath, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.